Ah, that music means it's Indie Can time. Hi, everybody. I'm Joe Chisholm. We have on deck Daryl Hirst from Indie Week Toronto from an interview I got with him this fall. But first, we're going back to Halifax with the full live recording session with Don Brownlee.
Don Brownrigg, and this is Chris Pope, and this is Eggs.
Okay, we are live at Halifax with Don Brownrigg. And in the house, members of Down with the Butterfly, some special guests. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Some more enthusiastic than others.
Hi.
And that first song, featured Chris on Lap Steel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how did you two guys hook up in the first place? What's the story there?
Maybe Tanya's band. We both play in another friend of ours' band, Tanya Davis. Chris plays guitar and I play keys. And I guess that's how we met. And started playing music together.
And then,
small town.
Yeah, well, it is, right? Incestuous in the music business here, isn't
incestuous.
It? Yeah, and any other bands you play together in, or is that a closely held secret?
It's just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Well, besides, sometimes I play with Don, you know? So
right.
Yeah. Two, I guess.
Yeah. And let's talk about the record. When did you first start putting it together? How long did it take?
I first started these songs about over a year ago, I guess, and then I stopped, and then I waited a little while, and then I started again, and then I stopped, and then I started again maybe like 6 or 7 months ago, and sort of plowed through it and got all a bunch of friends in to help it, and got it done as fast as I could.
How many players in total are on the record?
I have no idea. That's a good question. We'll find out very soon. Chris plays Lap Steel. There's a banjo player, Zach Gross. Ben Ross on drums, Dan McCormick on bass, Donald McKay on mandolin, Jim Bryson on guitar, Jen Grant sings, and Tanya Davis.
Yeah, I count nine people.
And Tanya also co-wrote one of the songs with you.
Yeah, she did a poem within a song for Time Moves On.
Yeah.
Which I was pretty psyched to do.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty close friends.
Yeah, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think collaboration's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Both
Should
artists.
Be more.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. Now, the first song you played, Eggs, has an Ontario reference.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Newfoundland. Yeah. I wrote that song maybe about a year and a half ago or something. Just the usual thing that happens here. Everyone from around here, someone close to them, move away. This person had to be moved to Ontario. So I sort of made a little lonesome song about it.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good song. You like it?
Yeah, really, yeah.
Thanks.
What a great town. Can you talk a little bit, and Chris as well, about the sense of community that seems to be such a part of the Halifax music scene?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, well, I can only speak for myself, but as you get more involved in the community, you sort of get more sort of enchanted with it and how much... how tight it actually is here and how willing people are to play with each other and share shows and even share tours and be in 5 different bands with each other, hang out at each other's house, not just doing music things, definitely friendship.
And we all sleep with each other.
Yeah, we all sleep with each other.
Which gets us back to the incestuous part of the music thing.
Each other.
That
I wasn't going to go there, but...
It just keeps life simpler, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We all sleep with Chris.
Chris brings it there.
Everybody sleeps with me.
Yeah, in fact, artists from around the country have slept with Chris.
With me.
I can honestly say for about a week now I've been living vicariously through a province.
Yeah.
When he has a CD, he dates through his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I think Chris should appear on more credits on more records.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
Like slept with.
Yeah.
So-and-so.
Session fluffer.
Session fluffer.
I love it.
And, well, Chris, you come from New Brunswick, right?
Yep.
So, like, moving to Halifax was a move to the big city, and it was done for musical reasons, is that right?
Yep. Basically just moved here with Jason and Ian to play music. And for the last 3 years, that's really been the main focus, and everybody's busy just playing as much as possible. And it's really fun to play with Don because I just got the Lap Steel about 4 months ago, and I just want to play as much as I can.
Yeah.
And there was an opening, so.
There's an ad placed somewhere or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Drinking buddies.
And sex.
And now we sleep together.
Zach the cat is loving it.
Zach,
draw the straightest line between what's here and what's mine in these end times. They'll come soon.
Music in Halifax, one of the good things is about the camaraderie that you have with musicians and the fact that you do play with three or four or five different bands. I think it broadens the palette for each individual artist itself that way too, in that you're bound to be more diverse than if you were trying to keep your stuff like the best kept secret like they do in some cities that we are in.
True.
So I think everybody grows so much. You're raising the bar.
Definitely, yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about the artwork, which I know I've seen before in Down with the Butterfly type things. Again, more art community in Halifax thing going on, right? You worked with an artist who's, you know, worked with other artists as well. And can we talk a little bit about the artist himself?
Yeah, what I know of him, his name is Sydney Smith, and sort of a new friend of mine. I had seen his work, you know, when you start planning these things, you start sort of have everything in your mind. Then I saw a piece of Sydney's work, and it just was right away. I emailed him like the next day or something. Or he works at a coffee shop that I'm always at, so I think I asked him like the next day, and he was all about it. And you know, it's very much his creation. I mean, I basically only said to put the radio in there and my name in the title track.
Yeah.
The rest is all of his complete doing. We met one day, talked about it, and a week later, I went back, and he had that, and I gave him a very large hug.
So other than the correct spelling of your name, and this, I believe I've actually listened to CBC on this radio, haven't I?
You have?
Yes. Yeah, it's here in the apartment. And then just the concept of this image here. It looks like it was part of a photo session. There's an actual photo of you on the inside of the package, right?
Yeah, it is. Both of those photos were taken by another local artist, Matt Dunlap. And Sydney took that one. He had some sort of artistic eye into it because he sort of, it clicked with him, that sort of line my hand makes. Mm-hmm. He mentioned it. Hmm. And he took it, and yeah, I came back with that incredibly amazing original piece of artwork just from the picture.
Yeah.
And it's definitely the most perfect picture of me on there, I think, I could ever want.
You love it, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, often, you know, people are in a hurry to get things done, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have regret afterwards, you know, wish I did this, wish I did that. But you don't seem to be suffering from that at all.
I knew the art had to be the main focus of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
You're laughing at me.
No, I think it's the buzzing cell phone in the background.
Oh.
Which some of us are trying to ignore.
I'm laughing at Chris.
Oh.
I was just laughing at me.
Yeah, Sydney Smith is incredible. He made a couple posters for Down with the Butterfly, which are just amazing. are better than any other posters in the world.
Yeah, well, that makes a big difference.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, for the band and, you know, just for branding and that kind of thing, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, when there's that much quality goes into posters. Mm.
Tell me about the song that's on there from your uncle.
Oh, Remember Home. Mm. You guys want to hear about it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a song I'm named after my uncle Donald Brownrigg, who's dead now, but he was also a musician back before I was alive, and he and my other uncle Peter had written a song called Remember Home, and I didn't really know the tune of it perfectly or the words or anything, but I had heard it when I was a kid. It was on this cassette tape we had, and way back then I wrote out the words, and then as I was recording this, a lot of the events were going on around me within my family and stuff, and the melody had always stayed in my head, and I had always kept that little piece of loose leaf with all the words. And so just on a whim, I decided to record it and just went in one evening and chucked it down. And I missed some of the words and some of the phrasing, but put it on there anyway.
I admire any artist where knows where the lyrics to something he wrote down are. That's really, you know, I mean, not admiration. But that's a great story, too, of sort of a little bit of family tradition being carried on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good to just, I guess, maybe keep doing what he was doing or something, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe.
And keep doing what he was doing. Because you got a great sound.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to sharing it with the rest of Canada and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don.
I'm a bit of a loner, a bit of a, I spend my own time and wander around the city and writing songs and singing songs, and that's what the song's about. You guys, the Wander Song.
Souls, oh, 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 oh. Secrets fill the empty space. Watching daydreams on you seems kinda lame. Have to feel the pain to understand the abuse. On the other side, we'll say it's worth it. You've given to me. You've given me all. La 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 la.
That's hot off the press, Dearly Beloved, from Repo, Repo, Repo. Just got that CD way back when Dearly Beloved was in the IndieCan studio, episode 25, as I recall, and they were playing a few tunes off of their first record, You Are the Jaguar, which I still am not tired of. But that was Dress It Up. Hope you liked it. It's a great record. And if you haven't seen these people live, I suspect a tour is coming. So thanks, RJ, and the people at Kindling Music for sending that CD my way. I loved it. Craft Economy. I keep wanting to see them. I haven't got out to see them yet, but I will soon. So, guys, thanks for sending your CD along, and we'll see you soon. We opened the set with Vesto Varo. They were winners of this fall's Indie Week Toronto. There were two winners of these really great musical prize packs that help move careers along. They're actually traveled over here from Ireland, and fabulous live show. I hope they come back to see us again soon, because they're something else. And there was quite a buzz about them for the week they were here. Now, before we went to Halifax Pop Explosion, before we undertook that 20-hour drive, we were running all over Toronto with Indie Week, just taking in the great bands and some of the other great events they have. And very soon, we'll hear from Daryl, because he makes a great contribution to the Toronto indie scene, that's for sure. Before we do that, we'll do one sort of farewell to Halifax. The very last day of Halifax Pop Explosion at the Marquee Club, the night was closed with the final, I think it was the final farewell tour event for Eric's Trip. And to see that band in that venue in Halifax, where they were loved so much, was certainly a peak experience. It was absolutely fabulous. I know Way Mason, the executive director, was, you know, a kid again. He was just really excited about it. And to be up front, I got some great pitches. It was fabulous. So we'll hear from Julie Dwaran of Eric's Trip. And before that, though, let's not forget about Vancouver. There are no strangers in the music business, just friends you haven't met yet, and none stranger than my friends in Vancouver. This is from Josh McNorton's band, The Painted Birds, I Am a Radio. And I'm coming out there soon, so beware, I'll be out there in the new year.
I understand at all. I've arrived with ill intention. I'm not what you'd like me to be.
listening to IndieCan Radio.
Daryl Hers of Indie Week Toronto 2007, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
So here we are, it's the finals, the last day. Tomorrow you sleep.
Well, I sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
I still have a few things to tidy up. I'm going to hang out with a couple of the international bands before they go back.
Oh, good for you.
I haven't really had a lot of time to do that, so I'm hoping to hang out and maybe have a pint or two.
Now, how many bands did we have in total here at Indie Week?
I believe it was 58.
58 bands, right. And how many showcases in total?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to do the math on that actually 2 weeks after my 2 weeks holiday.
yeah, but it was phenomenal. It was a lot of great days of music, that's for sure. And I like the way you incorporate the winners from the year before, you know, giving them a showcase, and it just creates some continuity for the whole thing.
Absolutely, and you know what? We want to see artists grow, so it kind of gives us a sense of, you know, what's happened a year from, so, or a year after the last one. So, like, for instance, Claire LaFaro was really great at the Reverb.
Yeah.
Miwa Gemini's been playing solo acoustic shows around town. And also Governor Generals were great at the Bovine last night.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there for that set. I wanted to drag Doug down, but, you know, just can't be everywhere.
Yeah, I know they're a great rock and roll band.
And the prizes, can you tell our audience a little bit about what people are vying for tonight?
Sure. Well, there's two venues, so
yeah.
And there's two prize packages, one at
right.
each venue. Each prize package is roughly just over $5,000 worth in value.
Mm-hmm.
It's $900 cash. At one venue, it's a guitar and from Dot on Shaft. And the other venue, it's a five-string bass from Dot on Shaft Guitars. There's a Jägermeister music package. There's a Shure wireless microphone package. Photos, photo printing from Toronto Image Works. We've tried to put everything in. Blueprint Image is giving 200 CDs duplication.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
Wow. Yeah, posters.
That turns into money.
Oh, yeah. And also, one thing that we're really happy about is Mastermind Studios. They're giving 4 songs each.
Yeah.
Which is recording
for both winners.
That's right.
Yeah.
Recording, mixed, and mastered, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So what we're really trying to do is give a full package so that a band that's great, they get rewarded and they can sort of, you know, at least get a push up to the next level.
Exactly. It's a leg up. Would you dare even guess how many hours of organizational work goes into putting in this every year?
Oh, you would have to ask that. Well, this year was quite a bit. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of all-nighters. You know, I couldn't even put a number on it. I'd like to, but maybe I'll keep track this year coming up, and I'll let you know next year.
And this particular timing, you had an idea why this was a good time to actually have another music festival here in Toronto.
Right. Well, Canadian Music Week is Canadian Music Week, and North by Northeast are in the first half of the year, and we don't really have a festival in Toronto this half, and we've got other festivals going on outside, like there's Pop Montreal, Pop Explosion, CMJ, and we're sort of just tucked in the middle of all that.
Yeah, and it's a nice connector, isn't it, for people? They can get three or four festivals in.
That's right.
And you found the off week in that. That was that's pretty
that's
clever.
Right. I definitely thought about it, and it's good timing. You know, also, I think students are back in school, and this is touring season for bands.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think as it grows, we're going to have even greater talent come in.
Yeah. Now, looking at this year, are there ideas you have? Wow, next year I'd like to do this different, or I'd like to do that different.
Oh, yes. I've already been planning next year for the last month. So that's been on the cooker already.
Yeah.
Taking 2 weeks off, and then I'm starting next year's planning right away.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to take a year to put a week together.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the interesting story about this year. I wasn't going to do it. The artist actually made me do it, really. I was going to take a year off because it is a lot of work, and I thought, you know, it might be good to have a rest 1 year. But around January and February, I started getting a ton of emails from bands asking when they can apply and when's it happening. So I got to a late start planning this year, and I said, okay, sure, we'll do it. And figure out the date, put it up on Sonic Bids. Bands started applying right away.
Yeah.
And we had 360 bands apply, and bands from all over the world, Japan, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Iceland, you name it, from all over, lots of the U.S. And thankfully, a lot of them have been able to come. We've had a band from Ireland, Vestivaro.
They made it into the finals, right?
They're playing tonight at the Shoes. That's right. We've also had Larry Bagby from California. We've had
another finalist.
Yep. And he, interesting story about him, he was a bass player in the movie Walk the Line. So that's kind of cool. Marky Ray was up from Cleveland, and his interesting story, he was the Nine Inch Nails guitar player for the first two Lollapaloozas.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah, and he's played guitar for, like, Ministry, the Buzzcocks, the Toadies, you name it. He's done a lot, so it's pretty cool. We're starting to attract interesting folk, you know, I've got a couple of things on the back burner for next year that I can't announce yet, but
okay.
It'll be interesting.
Well, can we get you on a little closer to next year then, and you can talk about what to expect for 2008?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I also have to give another shout out, the Music Managers Forum, Canadian Music Week, Hard Rock Cafe, Gibson Guitar Lounge, and Kill the Eight were really great in organizing our industry panel and our VIP bags, and those guys have come on board, and it's great. And
well, that is a really cool idea. You have a speed dating for bands or band management, right, where they can talk to a bunch of different people and just pick their brain for.
That's right, and demo critiquing and managers' discussion with some pretty cool industry people. And
and
the other aspect of this week is, you know, get these indie bands aware of possibilities and how they can expand and you know, become hopefully, you know, successful bands and have a career at this.
Yeah.
So it's about educating, it's about networking, it's about listening to other bands and discovering bands.
Right.
Right. And what we hope to be is part of the success story of a band.
Yeah, that's great. Well, good for you. It's a lot of work. I know what type of work goes into something like this, and my hat's off to you, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Keep it up.
Cheers.
hum the pulse of the soft city lawless sun. The midnight stars are hung. Wait for the sun to come round. And out of the calm, the sirens sing out the song of best laid plans gone wrong. There are things I would like to remember, the things I would like to forget. Show me a light in the Parkdale night, and I'll gladly sink my regrets in your dark eyes, in your dark eyes, in your dark eyes, in your dark eyes, in your dark eyes.
Album December, that was Catch Harbor Wolves, a song called Parkdale Nights. Nice packaging, boys. I really like this CD. Some of Indie Can has been out to see these guys already. I haven't had a chance to yet, but can't be everywhere. We opened up just before that with a band from Montreal, the Famous Lovers. Little Factor Money going into that. Little Factor Money going into this whole show, not to IndieCan, mind you, but at least to the artists. And Thanks again to everybody in Halifax. Had a blast. We'll be having some more from there for sure. There are things brewing in Ottawa, and we're going to be having some more shows from there. And as I mentioned, I'm going to Vancouver in the new year, and totally stoked about getting out there again. So that's what's upcoming, and we'll be doing a review of 2007 very soon. So stay with us. And, you know, if you missed anything, check out our website, indiecan.com. It's all there. So thanks for listening. It's important to us. We're glad you're there. And we'll close out this week's show with another song, the lead track from Dearly Beloved. Enjoy it. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon.
More information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.